Fun with Numbers, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. A recent story said commemorative and special stamps mean $150 to $200 million a year to the Postal Service, which provided a list of what it says are the all-time most collected stamps. First of all, the list only goes back about 15 years, ranked by how much money they pulled in. Second, some of these stamps end up back on the market years later at face value or less and are used for postage, as disappointed speculators cash out. Elvis Presley tops the list easily, no question about it, but the next 10 are multiple stamp issues. Take 1992's Wildflowers, number 2 on the list. It's a 50-stamp sheet. A collector needs only one Marilyn Monroe stamp, number 12 for a collection, but 50 of the Wildflowers. The 25th anniversary of the moon landing is also there, but what the list doesn't tell you is that one of the two stamps was $10, 35 times the going rate then. And that's stamp collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.